My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yankees baseball is on. WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Time for Geo, coming to you live from the Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You know, listeners usually send us a few invitations, and you know, we've been on vacation, we've been out, and it's been very hectic around here, and I finally was going through some mail. We missed a wedding invitation.
Is it another one of the New Jersey ones, though?
No, this is a Long Island one.
The Schmachtenbergs?
There you go.
We missed the Schmachtenbergs?
Yes.
Damn, man.
I felt bad when I read the letter. It was such a nice letter.
But you don't ever look at your mail, even when we're here.
Well, I had a ton of it sitting there.
This is what you got to do, people. Send it to me. Don't send it to him. Because he's got cards sitting there that people want to sign from like 2019.
Yeah.
Sitting in his office collecting dust.
But that was a nice, that was in Bay Shore, I believe.
This was all the way back in Saturday, July 20th?
Yes.
That sucks. It would have been a shock. It would have had a shot for me to be there Saturday, July 20th.
Yeah, so it's my bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
So my name is James Schmachtenberg. I'm 31 years old and originally from Farmingdale. I want to invite both of you to my wedding. It's in Bay Shore. The reception's at Fox Hollow. I know you're busy. Mean a lot to me. Man, oh man.
I got another gift for you.
Oh, he just bought a house in West Sayville.
He did. There you go.
So right across from the golf course.
Hang out with him at the Portly.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, Schmachtenberg. Let's go. Portly Villager.
Right.
He's a phys ed teacher in Riverhead. All right. Sorry, Schmachtenberg. This is all your... It's Boomer's fault because he doesn't look at his stuff.
Well, I do kind of look at it. Here's a guy who sent me a frame out of old hockey sticks and me in a Ranger uniform.
Ah,
isn't that nice?
That's really, is this there's a Corvette. Covert. Okay, very nice.
And here is an opener for you, a bottle opener for you, made out of an old hockey stick.
Oh, you should keep this.
I have one.
Oh, you have one.
I have one. So one's for you.
Oh, nice.
Tell your friends, because he has more. Let's see, is this Charlie Heehan, it looks like.
Oh, that's very clever.
Isn't that nice? And then today, out of the blue...
Repurposing stuff.
Today, out of the blue, from a University of Maryland alum, comes in. I thought it was a golf club waiting for me.
Okay.
And he says, hey, congratulations on becoming a boompa again. I'm a big fan, everyday listener, fellow Terp, class of 84, my class. I was part of the Tuesday and Friday VU crowd.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Grade 4 years, of course. He now makes walking sticks, which is a hobby of his. Besides family and friends and your foundation, I know the Rangers and University of Maryland are two of your favorite things. So,
you got a walking stick. This is what I saw at 6 o'clock this morning that you brought in.
Yeah, I got a walking stick.
Look at that. Oh, and it's got the Rangers logo on it.
It's got the Rangers on one side. It's got the University of Maryland on the other. and has Boomer there.
Wow.
So I'm going to have a walking stick.
Man.
I'll be walking down the street right. with this, and I can use that as a weapon if somebody tries to come after me.
That is true. And walking a golf course, maybe you just grab that thing when you don't have to carry your bag.
Yeah, I'm not at walking stick age just yet. Right now I'm at Metamucil age.
You're at Metamucil age.
Yeah, but not walking stick age just
yeah.
yet.
You're
but I do appreciate it.
You're at good feet store age, though.
Yes,
maybe
I am.
Take care of them
What
feet.
About hiking stick? Is that yeah, the
you
kind
can
of
use that as a hiking stick, yeah. I guess. I don't hike, but I have to tell you.
Eddie does.
So walking Sand Valley in Wisconsin, you know, it's a long walk.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, played 72 holes of golf. Not one foot problem.
Oh, wow.
Not one foot problem.
Why don't you give that thing to Eddie?
Damn good feet store works.
You give that walking stick to Eddie.
So this is Jeffy Crewman, otherwise known as Crew.
Okay. Ed in East Islip. What's going on, Ed?
Yeah, speaking of giving Eddie some stuff, fella, you guys roll in daily with brand new gear. Boomer obviously got hooked up the other day with this beautiful little hoodie shirt. You got a polo from God knows what country club.
No, this well, is actually, this is actually the Patrick. This is the Winners Brothers Foundation
golf shirt. Right?
Golf shirt. This was actually a charity golf shirt.
It looks great. Eddie is rolling into the studio in an 8-year-old T-shirt. Can we get the guy some gear?
We get Eddie I've plenty
got,
of gear.
He I've got 30-year-old T-shirts.
Yes.
Yeah, he just Eddie. Likes to hang on to that stuff.
Eddie, you got a year and a half to go, you know, maybe a little more. Come on, gear it up, man. Take advantage. You got to get a fresh batch of shirts before you retire.
Oh, no, I love my T-shirts. You'll be
you guys
seeing,
are the best. Have a great day. You guys
thanks,
are the best.
Ed. Thanks, Ed.
We're almost getting to Hungerthon T-shirt time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. A couple months.
The earliest one I have is 2003.
But you know, you get a ton of gear.
Oh, my God, you guys give me so many things.
Yes. So I just want to make sure Flag and Anthem takes care of all of us.
Yes, they do.
Takes care of you specifically.
But I wear a different T-shirt every day, and I have more T-shirts than there are work days in the year.
I'm sure you do. So T-shirts are your sneaker thing.
George, I guess you could
George
say that.
George Kittle loves sneakers. You love T-shirts.
Sure, except that, you know, I do buy some of them, like the one I'm wearing, but right. a lot of them are just free.
Yeah. Right. You want to give Eddie that walking stick for hiking purposes?
No, I don't. It's got my name on
yes,
it.
Yes, and it has his two,
it's got the Rangers
two his favorite
and the Terps on there. So, no, it's for me. This crew made this for me.
Did Wally get a medical note so he could get a cart for this trip?
Yes, he did. He had an ADA note so he can get a cart. Yes.
And you still beat him?
Yeah.
Wow. That's embarrassing for him, huh?
I don't know if it's embarrassing.
I'd be
mean,
embarrassed.
Just, you know,
I'd be embarrassed. Well, you're like 20 years his senior.
Yes,
and he's in a cart,
right?
You're walking.
Yes,
and you still beat his ass.
Well, I wouldn't say I beat his ass, but I did.
Did
win.
He not hand you money?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Wally Cash always seems to come my way. You know how that works.
That's just him just driving away sadly in that cart as you walk back to the clubhouse. You tell me it's not embarrassing?
Yeah.
Him just backing up. There goes Boomer with the cash in his pocket.
Exactly.
Just a little heavier now in the pants with the wallet cash.
It just makes it sweet, that's all.
Anthony in Bethpage. What's going on, Anthony?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man.
Big fan of you guys' show. Listen to you guys every morning, part of my morning routine. And I knew you guys were just talking about stingrays, and stingrays having balls.
Yeah.
And I'm actually a stingray expert.
Get out of here.
I have my own YouTube yeah, I am. I have my own YouTube channel and make videos about like aquariums and stuff. And sorry, I just dropped off my daughter at school, so I'm a little bit out of breath right now.
No, all good, man. Listen. So go ahead. So what do you have to say about the stingray balls?
So they don't actually have balls. So what happens is stingrays, they actually have pelvic fins. And females, they just have their pelvic fins. And then males, they have something called claspers. So the claspers are like these like long, narrow things that come out. And I can see why someone would think that they're actually balls, but they're kind of technically balls, I would say. Very different if you ever Google them.
Oh, okay. All right. But so what me and Eddie saw in the Google images were not the testicles that were exposed. They were the claspers.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So, but can they be large and purple, too? Because this is what these people were saying yesterday.
If you look at, like, wild stingrays, so I'm assuming they were probably, like, saltwater stingrays.
Yeah, this was one that came out of the ocean, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They can be. They're kind of sometimes like a little bit, like, beaten up looking also. So they could be,
okay.
You know, when they're mixing around there. But You know, they're definitely not getting, you know, if they get beaten up like Zach Wilson did on the offensive line because of the offensive line last year, you know?
So you're very excited about the cow nose stingray that is now moving into our area right now.
Super excited.
Yeah.
I'm more so excited about the Jets, you know, upcoming this year and potentially a Yankees, you know, long drive in the playoffs. But yes, yeah, so we're definitely excited about the new stingrays coming in.
And they're new. So they're new to our area?
I don't really know much about the saltwater stingrays. The stingrays I really know a lot more about are the freshwater stingrays that are typically in
pick up your game, man. Jeez.
You got to pick up your game. I mean, if you're going to say you're a stingray expert, you got to know about stingrays.
Well, I do know. I'm novice level about saltwater stingrays, but expert level of freshwater stingrays.
Do you go to the Riverhead Aquarium and study those stingrays that everybody goes in there and touches?
I do. I actually have plenty of photos and videos of my daughter going there and touching the stingrays there. It's actually a very cool exhibit they have there.
It is, and the kids love it. And I mean, listen, I don't know what the hell a stingray's thinking, but it seems like they're having a good time. And there they go up to the hands and stuff, and they kind of play up to it, right?
Yeah, no, they're actually very intelligent. They're in the shark family. They're actually like one of the most intelligent fish in the like saltwater all over. Another cool fish that's in there is those guitar fish, which are like kind of in the same family.
Yes, I have seen them as well. Now, which stingray, what type of stingray killed the crocodile hunter?
Now you're stumping me here.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure. I'm 90% sure it was a saltwater stingray.
Man, listen, Anthony, you sound like a great guy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think you got to take that stingray expert moniker off you right now.
Right,
man. You're very specific with your fresh water. Like, I mean, I don't know. You have a YouTube channel. You don't want about stingrays. You don't know what type of stingray killed the crocodile hunter. That could be the most famous stingray to ever ray.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm taking an L right now because I should have said I'm a freshwater stingray expert, maybe.
Who knew that there were differences?
I have no idea.
The anatomy is the same. The anatomy is the same on them.
Right.
Okay. All right. So I'll have to look that up on my own. But anyway, what's the name of your YouTube channel?
It's called Long Island Fish Guy.
Long Island Fish
Guy.
Okay.
He's a fish guy.
Now, do you fish or you just study fish?
I'm kind of freshwater based, so there's a little bit of freshwater you could do here, but that's why I do saltwater fishing as well.
We're surrounded by saltwater.
But we also, you know, whenever someone says fishing, they always think saltwater and going to the beach or going down to like, you know, Merrick and going down to off a pier.
Well, here we
there's
do.
There's actually a lot of really great ponds here on Long Island as well.
But if you're fishing in a pond on Long Island, you got to get a life. Like, come on. You get out in a boat, you go out into the ocean, you go out into the bay, you like do some real fishing.
Surf casting.
Yeah, like a man. Like when you're sitting there, you pull over on the side of the road with your little dinky fishing pole and you fish in a pond.
My wife and I one time she was just my girlfriend at the time. We both went pond fishing once, and she pulled out a 2-foot largemouth bass that was, it's like a prize fish, and it was her first time ever going fishing.
This was on Long Island? This was on Long Island?
It was on Long Island, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you throw it back?
Yeah. I mean, if you eat that, I mean, you're going to get sick. I mean, you don't really want to be eating a lot of the freshwater fish there on Long Island here with all the contamination and stuff.
I got to tell you, like, if you just said you dropped your daughter off at school, right? Like, if like daddy comes in for like, you know, career day or something, and you're the freshwater stingray expert who does freshwater fishing on Long Island, these kids are going to be like, what? Who is this guy? Where the hell did he come from?
Well, my YouTube channel's not big enough, but I do it for a living. It's more of like a hobby of mine. Yeah, I make a living else ways, but. I make a few $100, you know, on YouTube as well. It's not
that's
big
good.
Of a deal,
that's
you
good,
know?
Man. I know. I appreciate the grind there, and you sound like a tremendous dude. So yeah, hey,
maybe. Hey, listen, at least we found out that stingrays don't have balls.
Well, they do have balls. They're just not exposed.
Right.
They do have balls. Yeah. Right. They're just inside of them.
They differentiate the male from female. So, for example, if you went to like an aquarium store and you could differentiate easily between male and female. But that's why typically once you can tell like an old male will have like humongous claspers, like they're like tremendous. Like I don't want to make a bad joke, but I could make a bad joke here.
Yeah, like old balls, like yeah, some of the old balls that hang down like that.
Yeah, yeah, kind of similar to that. The older the stingray, the bigger the claspers are.
All right, sounds good, right, man. It was great talking to you. Have a great day and all the best.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. See, it's Anthony, the half-ass stingray expert.
That's pretty bad.
You sound like an awesome dude, but you cannot call yourself a stingray expert.
A freshwater stingray expert.
And then call us up and say, I only do freshwater.
I didn't even know there was such a difference. I didn't know. Who knew?
Especially on Long Island. We don't do anything freshwater on Long Island.
Right, and I figured that they actually hover the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, and the bay and the sound.
Hence the scratched up balls.
Right, the
so like a flounder and a fluke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I guess they were in the bay. These cow nose ones were in the Great South Bay off of Blue Point yesterday. Right. So they're out there. Brady in Newport Beach. What's going on, Brady?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, man.
Hi, Brady. What's happening?
Oh, it's going good. Hey, man. Yeah, it's not like a stingray is swimming around with a Joe Beningo ball sack. They are claspers, but the ones out here that, man, I got hit in Oxnard. You know the River Ridge Cowboys of Oxnard? You know they practice on a landfill? I don't know what's going on. They do. That green grass above the top of the hill, that's a landfill, dude. I don't know what's going on here, but I got hit by a stingray, dude, out at the power plant, Edison Power Plant, a mile wind walk. I told my buddy to piss on my foot. I was rolling around like a seal. Talk about nuts. I was rolling around like a seal. Painful. Damn painful. I've had Huntington Beach lifeguards tell me that women said a stingray bite or a stingray hit is worse than childbirth. They've said that bodybuilders have cried on their feet. Yeah, every lifeguard has a bucket of vinegar. And then, you wouldn't piss on it. I'm like, bro, you're my best friend. I want to. Hell, we've had sword fights before. You wouldn't even freaking piss on my freaking foot.
All right, Brady.
Yeah.
Brady, thanks, man. All time. I couldn't even let him go any longer.
Yeah, we were wondering. It is a known treatment for, you know, stings, so we let that part go.
Oh my God.
We had to take the other part out.
I mean, that was hilarious. Where did he come from?
Has he called here before?
Yeah.
Yeah, it said one other call.
Oh my God. I think I do remember him. I think I remember.
Did he call us or did he call somebody else?
No, he's in California, so it's.
Oh my God.
It's early there, and I kind of remember, like, maybe he was just
waking up. I don't have the time on this one, but it's from March 13th of this year. Someone wrote weird caller Daniel Jones, NEC, I'm going to guess neck, which sounds like something Al would write.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My God.
That was amazing. Hilarious. God, I hope he calls again. I didn't want to. It was so good, I had to end it because I didn't want it to, like, not be good anymore. It was like too much of a good thing. The team in the landfill? Where did that come from?
Oxnard. I think he was talking about the Dallas Cowboys where they practice.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like to me. They're you know, they get out of Dallas and they go to California.
There was one point you looked at the call screen board and you're like, what? Like it was going to give you an answer on where this man came from.
Oh my God. That was great.
That was great. All right.
That was great.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You know, the people that I mentioned caught the stingray yesterday on the beach at Fire Island at Davis Park. They, you know, they sent me a picture. After all this talk of stingrays don't have balls, they sent me a picture of the stingray that they caught. And, I mean, what is that? Is that not a ball sack?
It looks like it.
I mean, these stingrays are fascinating now because you had freshwater stingray.
That was like the size of a softball.
I mean, that thing's huge is what they were talking about.
Big is that balls. The clapper?
The claspers, I think.
Oh, claspers, whatever.
I think clapper. They're. I think they're like this. The claspers are sort of housing this sack in a way. But yeah, I'm just totally confused now.
Well, that's a saltwater stingray.
It is a saltwater stingray.
And the expert we had on is a freshwater stingray expert.
That's right. Yes. Right. And who knows what the hell that I mean, that is just oof.
And anyway. It was on YouTube channel.
Right.
The stingrays.
Long Island fish guy. I mean, Long Island fish guy on YouTube cannot be fishing out of ponds.
That's his name, Long Island fish guy?
You know, I took my kids fishing to a lake up north in Winnipeg called Aiken's Lake. And Sydney reminded me this week that she was the walleye whisperer.
That's right. Yeah, they actually wrote an article.
They wrote an article about her and the success of her pulling up these enormous walleyes. They were crazy how big they were.
Yeah. By the way, Long Island Fish Guy, 9,000 subscribers.
All right, well, maybe I'll have a few more now.
Not bad.
Wow.
It's pretty good.
Especially for not knowing anything about Long Island fish.
Wait a minute.
He doesn't know a thing about saltwater stingrays, and he doesn't saltwater fish.
Hmm.
He pond fishes.
Long Island freshwater guy. I don't know.
God. He pond fishes.
I mean, that's just embarrassing.
He found his niche.
I guess so, yeah. Al would say that. This would be perfect for him. Teddy. All right.
Oh, Eddie.
What do you got over there, man?
Me or Eddie?
No, you.
Me, the farmer's dog. Fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And when Aaron Judge and Juan Soto are doing what they're doing, nobody's beating the Yankees last night. A milestone.
3-0. Judge drives it. Deep left field. Way back and gone. Goodbye. On a 3-0 pitch. Judge lasers home run number 300, the fastest ever to hit that mark, and blows this one wide open in the eighth.
Yeah, sure did. Made it 9-2, 10-2 would be the final score. Emmanuel Babari.
Still waiting for that facial.
Well, keep waiting. Find out when Ricky's going to be in the booth with you. Who knows? Maybe that time is coming. Here is Aaron Judge on Yes. He hits the home run right after the White Sox and Grady Sizemore decide to walk Juan Soto to get to him with the base open. They were thinking righty on righty. Didn't work out so good, did it?
I get why he did it. You know, the way Juan's been swinging the bat and, you know, what he's done this series. You know, four homers, driving the ball over the park. You know, I'd probably walk him too in that situation.
But there were some that were kind of shocked. One being, a lot of people probably, including Oswaldo Cabrera, who was on with Susan after the game.
Yeah, everybody was like, whoa, what's happening here? But at the same time, we know that the pitcher, they they don't want to face any of those two Yankees.
Nope, they make you pay like they have. Soto did homer earlier in the game. He homered three times the night before, so you can see the series that he had. We mentioned Cabrera. He also had that play tagging up from second base and scoring on the fly ball that Fletcher caught while diving on the warning track in center field. The Yankees are 72-50. The White Sox now, and the White Sox got a game in this series, 29-93 after this series goes. TV is actually showing the play right now, which is pretty remarkable by Cabrera tagging up and scoring from second base. Yankees with the day off. They're in Detroit this weekend, though they have the Little League game on Sunday night against the Tigers from Williamsport. They remain a half game ahead of Baltimore atop the AL East as the Orioles beat the Nationals last night by the score of 4-1. Before I do the match, you ever wonder why women are confusing to us?
All every day?
Came across... So, you know how X has the whole For You thing now?
Yeah.
And they give you suggestions, funny stuff. So there's a lot of stuff that's on there. This is probably made up. I don't know. But it was posted and a lot of people saw it. So I thought this was funny and I would bring it to your attention and see if you guys had an opinion on this. This is a woman in her car. She's clearly going through something. And the first 20 seconds will set up the next 15. She's a married woman.
Okay, listen, I've confirmed it. My husband no longer cares about me. Okay, so this morning when I woke up in a really bad mood. Okay, I don't know why I woke up in a bad mood, but I was just in a bad mood. And I wanted to talk to him about it. I really did. So when he asked me the first time, he said, "What's wrong with you? You're acting like you're in a bad mood or something." I said, "No, I'm fine." Okay, so then he asks again. He was like, "No, I can tell something's wrong with you. What's going on? Is there something wrong?" And I said, "No, I'm fine." And then he never asked me again.
Seems fair. Asked and answered twice, but...
What hurts the most is that I was going to tell him on that third time. I was going to tell him the third time that he asked. And then he just must not care. He must not give a single what's wrong with me because he didn't ask for the third time. He did not persist with the question.
This is gotta be
fake.
It's gotta be someone
having
it. Probably
is. It's still funny though.
True.
It's still pretty funny.
You know,
it had so many views. I thought it might be real. Who knows if it is or it isn't? A little levity before we get to the Mets, especially after the guy with the jellyfish or whatever that was before the break, which would have been moment of the day had we got to it a little bit sooner. Mets beat the A's 9-1. He had home runs from Francisco Lindor and Pete Alonso, went 4-for-4 with a home run and a double. As for Lindor, he was on WCBS 880 afterwards. The home run was his 100th as a Met. Happy to hit an impactful home run, and not just it be the 100th.
It felt good because we won. And he added to the lead that we had at that moment. I'm just trying to do my best to make sure we find a spot in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, they still have some work to do with that, clearly, in the middle of August. Here was Alonso after losing and dropping their fourth straight the night prior. He knows had to have it.
This was an unbelievable bounce-back game for us. Unbelievable. I mean, Petey from pitch one, just such a complete outing by him. I mean, bullpen was great. And, I mean, offense, I mean, what a job.
Petey is David Peterson, who did take it into the seventh inning, and he was glad to play a part.
It was a great team win. It's fun to see the offense come alive and just do what we know they can do. And it was good being on the same page with Alvy. We had a plan, and we were able to execute it. And so, and the defense was spectacular as normal.
And so he's now 7-1 with an ERA of 3.04. When he came out in the seventh, he was annoyed, but he does get the win. The bullpen did their job, and 9-1 was the final. With this win, the Mets stay 2 behind Atlanta. They have Jose Quintana making the start today at 110 out at Citi Field. The Braves stay 2 up because they beat up the Giants.
Left-on-left matchup, Owen Harris. Swung on and clocked to deep right field, swinging a big bat, and that's off into McCovey Cove. It's a grand slam. Welcome back, Michael Harris, and it's 5-0 Braves.
On their way to a big 13-2 win. Braves radio with the call. So Atlanta, after struggling for a bit, go to San Francisco, and they take the first three of this four-game series, starting to find it a little bit once again, as again, they stay up 2 games on the Mets for that third and final wild card spot in the National League. We heard from Jets offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett. He was with the media. We've heard about him and Aaron Rodgers. He certainly loves this kid. Here was Hackett on Rodgers.
You know, I just think the world of him. I think he's one of the best people I've ever met. And so, I mean, it's you combine all that stuff and it just brings us together. Our sense of humor is the same, all that stuff. So we're very lucky to have that. And it's something that I'll cherish the rest of my life.
Would you fight the voice?
Yes, 100% I would fight that voice.
I thought you might. So anyhow, as that is progressing in camp, we're very close to the start of the season. Now, the Patriots traded Matthew Judon to the Falcons for a third-round draft pick. We heard from Kevin O'Connell as the J.J. McCarthy is going to miss the season for the Vikings. He feels for the fans just because McCarthy was okay in the first preseason game. You drafted him top 10, and the fans clearly were excited for this, but they're going to have to wait a year.
As crushed as I am for our team and the excitement that we had in our building, I know our fan base felt the same way, especially after seeing him perform really well the other day at U.S. Bank Stadium. I'm the most crushed for J.J.
But excited for Sam Darnold, who we knew was probably going to start anyway. Now he should, you would think, get the season. McCarthy done for the year after the knee surgery. And one other note from quarterback land, Denver. So they've got Stidham, Nix, and Wilson, as we know. Wilson played well. So did Nix the other day. Here was Sean Payton. We're fine at that spot.
I like where we're at right now, and that's encouraging for our team. That's encouraging for the team. Because when that's unsettled and maybe not as far along, then there's a lot of things you can do well, and yet the team sees that there's a ceiling maybe on what you can do.
Now, I imagine being Bo Nix, right? You would think?
Yeah, I would think so, especially with the way that he handled Indianapolis this past weekend. You know, the couple throws that he had were like right on the money, and they were quick.
Mm-hmm.
And he
scored five. Good, they scored five times.
Yeah,
I think.
And he showed pretty good movement in the pocket. Had a real good sense of what he was doing. This one throw that they're showing on CBS Sports Network, the flat touchdown pass. Look how fast the ball comes out. Look how accurate it is. The defense doesn't have a chance to make a play on it. Again, probably backup defensive players. But nonetheless, you have to be pretty happy with the way he performed in this game.
And then finally, Dennis Allen in New Orleans with his media session. And I guess they ask questions and they use references. And I guess at some point they were talking about metaphors to where Allen stopped himself.
Yeah, I'm leaving metaphors to you guys.
Thanks.
All right, but what is a metaphor?
What's that?
What is a metaphor? Like, what's the official definition of metaphor?
A metaphor is like using something as comparison as like an example, right?
Okay.
There you go. Asked and answered by the media who was ready for him. How about that?
My head coach is saying, what's a metaphor, like 2 weeks before the season? I'm not feeling good about my team.
You might not be. I suppose that's possible. All right, time now for Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas. Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. I would have liked it to have been the guy about 15 minutes ago, but I can't turn that around that quickly. So instead, I got to go back to 7:30 when I played this clip from Chris Russo, unhappy with USA Basketball while appearing on ESPN. I want you to keep in mind as you listen to this, he's on stage with three beautiful lady hosts that are there as well. And he yells at them as he is talking about Team USA Basketball.
I am sick of this USA Basketball on the men's side making a big deal about winning a gold medal.
Oh, come
and
on,
Stephon Curry
dog.
Putting people to sleep. It's a 10-day tournament.
That was the great Stephon.
Oh, calm down.
Stephon.
They are at whatever his name is.
Whoa.
Shut up! Who the hell are you? I've been doing this for 40 years. Don't correct me on how to pronounce names. I always pronounce names properly. Molly Kanalas. Yeah, you? And the Philadelphia Eagles running back, Shaquan Swaquan Barkley.
He goes on to say they were supposed to win.
They play six games, and you know what they were favored? You know what they were favored in the gold medal game? By 16 points! They got a million Hall of Famers on this team. And then Durant is tweeting after the game, look at me with all these gold medals.
And he's on the slide.
And tweeting, oh, calm down, guys, calm down.
I told you once, I'll tell you. Just shut up and make me some lunch. Make yourself useful. Slap some meat on some bread or something over there. And another cup of coffee. I'm talking.
There you go. Moment of the day.
All right. It's even worse the second time I heard it, the way he was screaming at them.
Yes.
Oh, calm down.
And the first one, they're like,
whoa, yeah, whoa. Chill out, guy.
Funny.
All right. Boomer and Gio coming to you live at the Build Ford Tough Studio.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So I finally got sent the Ian O'Connor, Aaron Rodgers book, Out of the Darkness. And I've been having an internal struggle about reading this thing or not.
Why is that?
Because part of me is like, you know, you should read this because you're a talk show host in New York. And the other part of me is like, I don't want to read it.
I bet you, the one thing I will say, because I got the same copy, of course, is that it's not that you don't know about some of the things that Ian has written about. You do. You just don't know. It's more in depth. Let's put it that way. There's so much surface stuff about Aaron Rodgers and everything that it goes into more depth about some of the things that we think we know about. And then when you read it, you're like, oh, I didn't realize that. And I think Aaron even said that, you know, about his grandfather,
which is very cool. And that was that was a smart thing for Ian O'Connor to do, to get Aaron Rodgers at least putting his, like, not his blessing, but he at least that Aaron Rodgers liked that. He liked the fact that he did the research.
I'm just saying, I don't think it's a negative book at all.
No,
you know, I mean, I didn't feel that way.
I just, how do I put this? Aaron Rodgers is interesting enough to me and in our world right now so much that I don't feel like anything in here is going to interest me. Is that fair to say?
I guess it's an assumption you're making. I don't think you should make that assumption. I think you should go into it, read it. If you find that you're feeling that it's not teaching you anything or telling you anything else that you didn't know, then I'd say put it down. But I think you're going to be surprised.
Okay. But like, with what stuff?
Well, it's some of the family stuff. The family stuff. I mean, you know, that stuff has been out there for a while. And
I know. But see, I feel, all right, I know we talk about like relationships and things all the time. And like, I was actually, I probably will bring up in a couple of minutes how I'm going to give myself a pat on the back for something that I predicted a long time ago. I know we love to do that around here. Yes, I'm going to do it. Okay. I'm going to do it. But there's something about his personal relationship with his family. Like, this is not like a salacious sort of, you know, Tom Brady's dating somebody or Bill Belichick is dating somebody. Like there's something about the falling out with his entire family that it gets delved into that feels a little icky to me. Like,
I know, but it's, you know, it's pretty much over. I mean, the family goes to all the games and everything. So.
Oh, they do now?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's something I learned. There you go. So I don't need to read the book.
You should read it. Anyway, all right, so what do you want to pat yourself on the back for?
So right when the Taylor Swift Travis Kelce relationship happened, and we were all talking about it, you were like, well, I mean, how long does this go? 6 weeks, the entire football season? Like, we know that these relationships don't last.
It was like J Lo and A-Rod trying to buy the Mets.
Right, like, exactly.
You were all over that.
Yeah, and I said that they're gonna break up and it would be the worst thing ever, and they did. So I said, right then, it's like 2 weeks into the relationship going public, maybe even less. I said, they're getting married. They are getting married. And this wasn't me just saying it for the sake of stirring things up. It was probably a couple weeks in, maybe a month at most, because I saw the way that this was going. And the fact that she was changing her schedule and being there and the goofiness of the two of them and all the relationships that she had gone through and then he had gone through, two successful people at this point in their lives. I'm like, they're getting married. And right now, it's being reported.
Okay, what's being reported?
It's being reported that Travis Kelce intends to propose, and he is going to, but first, they're going through the prenuptial stuff before he gets down on a knee.
Well, according to her, she already got screwed once because she lost her library, right?
Exactly.
And all that.
And I don't blame either one of them.
Whatever the story is that she went through.
Yeah, and I'm not, I am not blaming either. It's what they need to do. They got to, and not themselves. They got to get their lawyers to go through it and then have the people okay it. That's fine. But they're getting married. And they consider themselves already engaged, just without the, I guess, real label in the ring and the whole thing and the commitment part. But they're like, we're staying together for the rest of our lives.
Well, you should be happy for them.
I'm not saying I'm not. I'm more happy that I was right about this.
Okay.
But
you are happy for them?
I mean, I'm not really anything towards them. I'm just...
You're not. You're just happy that you're
whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
But you read the tea leaves.
I got this one.
You saw the love was in the air.
And everybody's, oh, it's going to end. It's going to end. I was like, no. Just look at the trajectory of these two people's
career.
I mean,
you know, yeah, she was trying to make all the football games and obviously the Super Bowl and had to fly all around the globe to be able to be there at the important moments in his life.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not going to last forever for him, but she can do what she does forever.
That is true. But she could also, you know, take extended breaks at times, too, and spend a lot of time with them. So, for sure.
I mean, Fleegs is the Taylor Swift expert here in the room. Do you think this is happening, Fleegs? Do you feel like the report is correct and that Gio hit the nail on the head?
So I didn't see this report, but I did agree with Gio at the time. This seemed like the real deal, and in the Swiftie community, we prioritize Tay happiness. So this is a huge, that's all we hope for.
It's all about Tay happiness, right?
We prioritize Tay happiness. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be strange.
This is a woman who flies around on a private jet and is worth probably like $2 billion. She's happy.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course she's happy. But, you know, money doesn't buy happiness, they say.
You're exactly right, but tight ends do.
Yes. So it's got to be strange for you, though, Fleegs, that two worlds are colliding with your football and your Taylor Swift love in this way. Like,
it was very weird. And it started off weird because a couple weeks into it, or really the second week after it became clear as day publicly, I was at MetLife Stadium the same day that Taylor was there to see Travis, and I'm rooting against the team that they're playing on.
But
hoping
do you
that Zach Wilson
for,
can pull
but
a win.
Now do you now root for Travis? Like when he's not playing against your Jets?
Sure. Like I rooted for them in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But I mean, I can't imagine there's anything in the world that could happen where I would not root for the Jets.
Man, Tavis, how would you put them together?
Oh, there's sure there is something, right?
Is there?
It's Tavis, yeah.
It is Tavis.
It is Tavis, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Well, if Travis Kelce, well, here's the problem with Travis Kelce, and Fleegs knows this, of course, everybody knows. He is locked in. His entire brand is on the line. The only way that he can get out of this thing scot-free is if she cheated on him, and chances are that's not going to happen. If they break up because of irreconcilable differences or it seems like it just was time, he's going to get killed. If he cheats on her, he's going to get killed even worse. He has to marry. He has to be with her for the rest of his life for his own personal brand.
How many people are like you, would you say, Fleegs, where you're a fan of both Taylor Swift and football?
Well, prior to this relationship.
A good number. You're right.
A good number of both. Okay.
Yeah.
I see where you're coming from.
I mean, it's been quiet with the two of them for a long time. It'll heat up again as the season starts, and you'll start seeing her around.
Well, the European leg of her tour ends in the next couple of days, so she'll be back
she'll
in
be
the
back
States and can
in
when they start playing, she can go to the games.
And I think, I want to say, you know, the Chiefs are playing the Pittsburgh Steelers on Christmas Day. And I do believe that she has a concert maybe in Indianapolis.
No, I think that's November.
Okay. But anyway, somehow she could be at Pittsburgh for Christmas Day.
I would imagine she would be there, yeah.
Yeah, I would think so.
Just like last year, she was there for the Christmas game.
The NFL's not stupid.
Well, yeah, I mean, and also that would be a great proposal opportunity as well.
Oh, I could see that right there at the end of the game. If we're in Kansas City, it would be even better. But, you know, I'm wondering if the man of knowledge right now, Mr. Mike North over there, is working out engagement plans and doing the games. Netflix is doing the games. I don't think Netflix has even announced who's producing those games
yet. There was a rumor that it's going to be CBS.
Oh, really?
Okay. Would that go over well in the Swiftie community if he proposed to her on television? That feels like more of a show and not real.
Yeah, I think people would enjoy it in the moment, but ultimately he'd be like, yeah, that should be a private moment. Like, I don't even think Taylor Swift would want that.
Yeah, that'd be a
That's a pretty moment. Personal moment.
And the Swifties might want her to propose to him.
What do you think about that, Fleegs?
I'm traditional. I propose to my wife. Let him propose to her.
Yeah. And you think the Swifties would get it up in arms over that?
Woman empowerment, that whole thing.
Yeah, but she does a tremendous job of
yes,
that.
Yes, I know. I mean, but that, why not?
Yeah, but I think there's this, a level of romance and romanticism.
Yeah,
that goes
she's
along
always been
with,
a hopeless romantic. She probably wants that moment.
Even though it's like structured and it's historical and a lot of people want to just forget about structure and history these days, I think I would think that, yes, I think but, the see, four of us are right that she'd want to do it the traditional way.
And I also think, too, like the man getting on a knee and, like, you know, looking up to the woman. I mean, that should not be something that's looked as anti-women's empowerment. It should be the opposite.
You never know.
And it, is there any other way for him to get out? You said, you know, she would have to cheat on him. Is there any other scenario where she comes out, I love him, but I just, you know,
we're
some
done.
Other explanation.
I'm done with this thing.
Yeah.
I'm done with this football but, thing. I mean, yeah.
Because no. That's going to reflect badly on him in some aspects.
No.
There's something about him that she did not like.
Right, exactly. If she's done with him in some way.
It's
that
his
it's fault.
Fault.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's screwed.
He is painted in a corner. That's
is
another.
There anything the NFL would want more for any game this year, for any matchup, anything, than a proposal in one of their broadcasts?
No, I don't think so.
I think it would be unbelievable, and on Christmas and on Netflix,
it couldn't get any bigger.
The Super Bowl, though, that's, you know, post, you know, on the celebration,
yeah,
that was the
like
spot
I'm going,
to do
we're
it.
Going to Disneyland, and we're going to get married.
Right, we're not going. Yeah.
Oh man!
Yeah, we're not going to Disneyland. Wow. We're going to wherever we're going.
Right.
For our honeymoon. Exactly.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So I finally got sent the Ian O'Connor, Aaron Rodgers book, Out of the Darkness. And I've been having an internal struggle about reading this thing or not.
Why is that?
Because part of me is like, you know, you should read this because you're a talk show host in New York. And the other part of me is like, I don't want to read it.
I bet you, the one thing I will say, because I got the same copy, of course, is that it's not that you don't know about some of the things that Ian has written about. You do. You just don't know. It's more in depth. Let's put it that way. There's so much surface stuff about Aaron Rodgers and everything.
Yeah.
That it goes into more depth about some of the things that we think we know about. And then when you read it, you're like, oh, I didn't realize that. And I think Aaron even said that, you know, about his grandfather,
which is very cool. And that was a smart thing for Ian O'Connor to do, to get Aaron Rodgers at least putting his, like, not his blessing, but he at least that Aaron Rodgers liked that. He liked the fact that he did the research.
I'm just saying, I don't think it's a negative book at all.
No,
you know, I mean, I didn't feel that way.
I just, how do I put this? Aaron Rodgers is interesting enough to me and in our world right now so much that I don't feel like anything in here is going to interest me. Is that fair to say?
I guess it's an assumption you're making. I don't think you should make that assumption. I think you should go into it, read it.
If you find that you're feeling that it's not teaching you anything or telling you anything else that you didn't know, then I'd say put it down. But I think you're going to be surprised.
Okay. But, like, with what stuff?
Well, it's some of the family stuff. The family stuff. I mean, you know. But I mean, that stuff has been out there for a while. And
I know. But, see, I feel... All right. I know we talk about, like, relationships and things all the time. And, like, I was actually... I probably will bring up in a couple of minutes how I'm going to give myself a pat on the back for something that I predicted a long time ago. I know we love to do that around here. Yes, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Okay. I'm going to do it. But there's something about his personal relationship with his family. Like, this is not like a salacious sort of, you know, Tom Brady's dating somebody or Bill Belichick is dating somebody. Like there's something about the falling out with his entire family that it gets delved into that feels a little icky to me. Like,
I know, but it's, you know, it's pretty much over. I mean, the family goes to all the games and everything. So.
Oh, they do now?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's something I learned. There you go, so I don't need to read the book.
You should read it. Anyway, all right, so what do you want to pat yourself on the back for?
So right when the Taylor Swift-Travis Kelce relationship happened, and we were all talking about it, you were like, well, I mean, how long does this go? 6 weeks, the entire football season? Like, we know that these relationships don't last.
It was like J-Lo and A-Rod trying to buy the Mets.
Right, like, exactly.
You were all over that.
Yeah, and I said that they're gonna break up and it would be the worst thing ever, and they did. So I said, right then, it's like 2 weeks into the relationship going public, maybe even less. I said, they're getting married. They are getting married. And this wasn't me just saying it for the sake of stirring things up. It was probably a couple weeks in, maybe a month at most, because I saw the way that this was going. And the fact that she was changing her schedule and being there and the goofiness of the two of them and all the relationships that she had gone through and he had gone through, two successful people at this point in their lives. I'm like, they're getting married. And right now, it's being reported.
Okay, what's being reported?
It's being reported that Travis Kelce intends to propose, and he is going to, but first, they're going through the prenuptial stuff before he gets down on a knee.
Well, according to her, she already got screwed once because she lost her library, right?
Exactly.
And all that.
And I don't blame either one of them.
Whatever the story is that she went through.
Yeah, and I'm not, I am not blaming either. It's what they need to do. They got to, and not themselves, they got to get their lawyers to go through it and then have the people it. That's fine. But they're getting married. And they consider themselves already engaged, just without the, I guess, real label in the ring and the whole thing and the commitment part. But they're like, we're staying together for the rest of our lives.
Well, you should be happy for them.
I'm not saying I'm not. I'm more happy that I was right about this.
Okay.
But
you are happy for them?
I mean, I'm not really anything towards them. I'm just...
You're not. You're just happy that you're right.
Yeah.
But you read the tea leaves.
I got this one.
You saw the love was in the air.
And everybody's, it's going to end. It's going to end. I was like, no. Just look. Look at the trajectory of these two people's
career. She was trying to make all the football games and obviously the Super Bowl and had to fly all around the globe to be able to be there at the important moments in his life.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not going to last forever for him. But she can do what she does forever.
That is true. But she could also, you know, take extended breaks at times, too, and spend a lot of time with them. So, for sure.
I mean, Fleegs is the Taylor Swift expert here in the room. Do you think this is happening, Fleegs? Do you feel like the report is correct and that Gio hit the nail on the head?
So, I didn't see this report, but I did agree with Gio at the time. This seemed like the real deal. And in the Swifty community, we prioritize Tay happiness. So, this is a huge... That's all we hope for.
It's all about Tay happiness, right?
We prioritize Tay happiness. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be strange.
This is a woman that flies around on a private jet and is worth probably like $2 billion. She's happy.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course she's happy. But, you know, money doesn't buy happiness, they say.
You're exactly right, but tight ends do.
Yes. So it's got to be strange for you, though, Fleegs, that two worlds are colliding with your football and your Taylor Swift love in this way. Like,
it was very weird. And it started off weird because a couple weeks into it, or really the second week after it became clear as day publicly, I was at MetLife Stadium the same day that Taylor was there to see Travis, and I'm rooting against the team that they're playing on.
But
hoping
do you
that
now
Zach Wilson can pull a win.
Now do you root for Travis? Like when he's not playing against your Jets.
Sure. Like I rooted for them in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But I mean, I can't imagine there's anything in the world that could happen where I would not root for the Jets.
Man, Tavis, would you? How would you put them together?
Oh, there's sure there is something, right?
Is there?
It's Tavis, yeah.
It is Tavis. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Well, if Travis Kelce, well, here's the problem with Travis Kelce, and Fleegs knows this, of course, everybody knows. He is locked in. His entire brand is on the line. The only way that he can get out of this thing scot-free is if she cheated on him. And chances are that's not going to happen. If they break up because of irreconcilable differences or it seems like it just was time, he's going to get killed. If he cheats on her, he's going to get killed even worse. He has to. He has to be with her for the rest of his life for his own personal brand.
How many people are like you, would you say, Fleegs, where you're a fan of both Taylor Swift and football?
Well, prior to this relationship.
A good number. You're right.
A good number of both. Okay.
Yeah.
I see where you're coming from.
I mean, it's been quiet with the two of them for a long time. It'll heat up again as the season starts, and you'll start seeing her around.
Well, the European leg of her tour ends in the next couple of days, so she'll be back when they start playing, she can go to the games.
And I think, I want to say, you know, the Chiefs are playing the Pittsburgh Steelers on Christmas Day. And I do believe that she has a concert maybe in Indianapolis.
No, I think that's November.
Okay. But anyway, somehow she could be at Pittsburgh for Christmas Day.
I would imagine she would be there, yeah.
Yeah, I would think so.
Just like last year, she was there for the Christmas game.
The NFL's not stupid.
Well, yeah, I mean, and also that would be a great proposal opportunity as well.
Oh, I could see that right there at the end of the game. If we're in Kansas City, it would be even better. But, you know, I'm wondering if the man of knowledge right now, Mr. Mike North over there, is working out engagement plans and doing the games. Netflix is doing the games. I don't think Netflix has even announced who's producing those games.
There was a rumor that it's going to be CBS.
Oh, really? Okay.
Would that go over well in the Swiftie community if he proposed to her on television? That feels like more of a show and not real.
Yeah, I think people would enjoy it in the moment, but ultimately you'd be like, yeah, that should be a private moment. Like, I don't even think Taylor Swift would want that.
Yeah, that'd be
a... That's a pretty personal moment.
And the Swifties might want her to propose to him.
What do you think about that, Fleegs?
I'm traditional. I propose to my wife. Let him propose to her.
Yeah. And you think the Swifties would get it up in arms over that?
Woman empowerment, that whole thing.
Yeah, but she does a tremendous job of
that.
Yes,
I know. Why not?
Yeah, but I think there's a level of romance and romanticism.
Yeah, that goes she's always been a hopeless romantic. She probably wants that moment.
Even though it's like structured and it's historical and a lot of people want to just forget about structure and history these days, I think four of us are right that she'd want to do it the traditional way.
And I also think, too, like the man getting on a knee and like, you know, looking up to the woman. I mean, that should not be something that's looked as anti-women's empowerment. It should be the opposite.
You never know.
Is there any other way for him to get out? You said, you know, she would have to cheat on him. Is there any other scenario where she comes out, I love him, but I just, you know,
I'm done with this thing.
Yeah.
I'm done with this football thing. I mean, yeah.
Because that's going to reflect badly on him in some aspects.
No.
There's something about him that she did not like.
Right, exactly. If she's done with him in some way.
It's his fault.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's screwed.
He is painted in a corner.
Is there anything the NFL would want more for any game this year, for any matchup, anything, than a proposal in one of their broadcasts?
No, I don't think so.
I think it would be unbelievable. And on Christmas and on Netflix,
couldn't get any bigger.
The Super Bowl, though, that's, you know, post, you know, on the celebration, yeah, that was the spot to do
it. We're going to Disneyland and we're going to get married.
Right, we're not going. We're not going to Disneyland. Wow. We're going to wherever we're going for our honeymoon. Exactly.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.